plans for McCourty?
Practice. You know, I think obviously he's played corner in this league and has had success. We're going to put our best guys out there. We know that he has some flexibility. There's some other things he can do. We also have some other guys that can do some other things as well. So, as you know, a year ago, Jamar played nickel for us. McCourty can end up playing nickel. He could play corner. He could play safety. You know, our job is to make sure we find the best four guys and put out there.
Will he get a long look at free safety?
I think he'll get an opportunity to do it, you know, once we determine that that's where he's needed. You know, right now, I just think you can never have too many good secondary players, regardless of what the position is.
How big do you think that move could be for you guys in terms of not just on the field, but he's a captain, you know, a guy who's...
I was very excited to add him to our football team. I mean, we can't not add and not be excited about adding good players who has those traits you just mentioned and guys who have played in the National Football League at a high level before.
The season is a ways away, but you see him as being a wild card during the season, or once the season starts, you want a position?
I would like for him to have a position. You know, I'd like for him to show that he's one of the best guys back there and then put him out there and let him play.
Did the injury to Wilson prompt that, or did you guys have that up your sleeve?
No, we've had that up our sleeves for a while. You know, I think Sashi has said it. You know, we're going to always try to make our football team better, you know, unturn every stone, every opportunity, and we're not done yet. You know, we're going to keep looking. And so every opportunity to get better, we're going to try to do that.
So who lines up a free safety tomorrow?
I'm sure that our young guys would. I mean, it's still going to be Derek Kendrick, and I'm sure, you know, That's a good answer, a good guess. You know, it could be any of those guys. But I know Derek Kendrick would be back there. Ed Reynolds will probably be back there to begin with, and they should be to start it. But after that, it's going to be some changing of the guard back there as well.
There's a report that Howard Wilson doesn't need to have the surgery now. Is that your understanding of that?
You know, I think we all know he suffered a significant injury, and obviously he was looked at, and maybe right now that's not what's needed. But he's going to miss some time. I think we all know that. It's not like he's going to walk back out there anytime soon. So, again, we're going to let, you know, the doctors take care of that and keep advising us on what's right and what's the right thing to do with him and for him. And that's the way we'll proceed.
No TAs, you said Kessler would take the first snap.
Absolutely.
After that, are those guys interchangeable, or do you have a 2-3-4?
I don't do it by numbers. You know, I have to do it by feel. I mean, I'm for the first day, you might see the young guy with me the whole time. There's a lot of different things we're going to do. You know, when I'm talking about the young guy, I'm talking about Deshaun, because I want to make sure I have my hand on him as much as I can. It's not by rotation or anything. Cody's going to walk out there first, and he's got to keep that job. You know, he's got to do everything the right way in order to continue to lead the first team. The other guys will get opportunities as well. And I think that's the way you have to do this if it's a competition.
Well, OTAs and minicamp determine what you do in training camp at that position, or do you know already what you're going to do in training camp?
I do not know already, but it has a lot to do with what we do in the future. It does.
Hey, Coach, we're talking to Joe Thomas, and he talked about the relationship. He and Myles Garrett have already kind of started to form, and they'll go against each other. Can you tell, as early as OTAs, how Joe can help Miles, or do we have to wait till training camp to really see them go?
No, they can help each other, obviously. And I think Joe has seen it all. You know, there's not a type of rusher that he hasn't seen. So the things that I think Joe knows that have worked against him, he'll be able to advise Miles. Things that haven't worked, he'll be able to advise Miles. I think it's a great mentorship, you know, when you have somebody like Joe Thomas to learn from on the other side of the ball. So I think it's tremendous. And hopefully Miles will grow from that.
There's still a few people on the internet who keep saying the Browns should bring in Colin Kaepernick. When you said we're still not done yet, does that include the quarterback position?
Oh, I won't go there and say that it's the quarterback position, because I think we have four bodies here. We drafted a guy we feel good about. I think that's probably everywhere else. Now, I'm not shutting the door on Colin. I don't want anybody to think that, oh, we're anti-Colin or anything like that. That's not the case. I just think right now we have four guys that are vying for an opportunity to be our quarterback here that we feel good about.
And what about Victor Kurtz? He's unattached, veteran receiver. Mm-hmm. Some game left last year. Mm-hmm. Is he the guy that Browns will watch?
Well, we've had discussions about any player that's out there, not just Victor, but all of them, you know, and see if they fit. You know, we're a young football team, and we're probably more young at the position you're mentioning than anything. And if we feel like a guy can help us, we'll continue to explore those opportunities.
How about Caleb Brantley? We haven't seen you since the complaint against him was dismissed. You know, how do you feel about that, and how do you feel about Caleb going forward?
Well, I'm excited that it turned out right for us and for Caleb, you know, but I think he understands you can't, and it's not just him, any of our players. We can't put ourselves in those positions where we could have something said about us that's, you know, embarrassing or something that's going to give the organization a black eye. So that's been discussed with him. I think he understands that. Hopefully that's the end of that. But I think what Saj said is true. You know, we don't, you know, those are not things we want to be a part of. But if we feel like things are going to didn't happen the way that people say they did, then we have to, you know, obviously give that player an opportunity. But it's not something that we want to be doing as we continue to move forward.
Hugh, history says that tight ends, their first year, have a tough time in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is, tight ends?
Well, because they, you know, they're blocking defensive ends or outside linebackers who are bigger and stronger and just as fast.
They get shocked, absolutely,
and they get knocked around. You know, they're playing down with their hand down in the dirt, most of them. It's just different, you know. And so, David, I know that's who you're speaking about. He has a lot of work to do, but we also have to do everything we can to make it as easy as a transition for him as we can. And that's my job, and that's our Greg Seaman's job, our tight end coach, and we'll do everything we can to assist him and help him be the best he can be.
Hey, Jimmy in there said he's highly confident this year is the first year of the Browns turning it around. What foundation do you think was set last year? I know we talked about the, you know what I mean? Like, there's already 1 year into it, though. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't even want to talk about last year. What was set? Because a lot of stuff wasn't set, you know. But I do feel better about it. I think our draft shows that we have put more quality talent on our team. I think it showed last year that our guys understood our process and they worked hard. We just couldn't seem to win because of it. Now, hopefully, we have enough talent to where we can finish games better, and finishing is hopefully leads to winning. But at the end of the day, all this is about winning. It's not about anything else. I mean, we need to see tangible wins in order for this organization to be moving forward in the right direction.
As far as OTAs on Wednesday are concerned, will you have guys like, you know, perhaps Desmond Bryant, Joel Bitonio? Are there guys that will not be participating or on a limited basis, or how is that going to
go? Yeah, no, there's still a group of guys from a medically limited situation. There'll be some guys participating that maybe you haven't seen in a while. Okay, I'll leave it at that. And I'm excited about guys coming back and being here. I'm excited about getting back on the field with our guys and being able to compete against our defense, because that's when we start to find out what we really have, more so than anything. But there will be some guys that can't do everything right away, and we'll, you know, we'll deal with those guys accordingly. I like you, Tony. I can't wait. I'll let you see that. I mean, some people are going to be here. They need to be here, so we'll see. Thank you.